Your daily AI press review, April 16, 2026. Agentic AI. South Korean generative AI startup Upstage has achieved unicorn status, closing a $125.9 million Series C first round. This funding values the company at over $1 billion, making it the first generative AI unicorn in Korea. The investment round saw participation from SoftBank Ventures Asia, KT, and Shinhan Venture Investment, among others. Upstage plans to use the capital to expand its enterprise AI solutions, including its flagship document AI product, Layout LM, and its proprietary large language model, SOLARIS, which has achieved top scores on Hugging Face's OpenLLM leaderboard. This signals strong investor confidence in Asian AI innovation. AI startup Anthropic is reportedly seeking an $800 billion valuation in its latest funding discussions. This potential valuation, if realized, would represent a significant increase from its previous rounds, including a $4 billion investment from Amazon and a $2.75 billion investment from Google earlier this year. The company, known for its Claude family of models, is engaging with investors to secure additional capital for research and development, aiming to compete with market leaders like OpenAI. This move highlights the intense capital requirements and high stakes in the frontier AI development race. OpenAI has acquired Hero Finance, an AI-powered personal finance startup, for an undisclosed sum. This acquisition is primarily a talent deal, integrating Hero's team and technology to enhance OpenAI's capabilities in consumer financial intelligence. Hero Finance developed tools for personalized financial planning and analysis, leveraging AI to provide insights to individual users. The strategic move suggests OpenAI's interest in expanding its AI applications beyond core language models into specific vertical markets, potentially offering more sophisticated financial advisory features within its ecosystem. Google has launched Skills in Chrome, a new feature integrated with Gemini in Chrome, allowing users to save frequently used AI prompts as one-click browser workflows, rolling out from April 14, 2026 to Mac, Windows, and Chrome OS users with English US language settings. This aims to streamline repetitive tasks. Users can create custom skills for actions like summarizing articles or drafting emails, enhancing productivity directly within the browser. This development extends Gemini's utility beyond conversational AI, embedding practical automation into daily web browsing. Google DeepMind has released Gemini Robotics ER1.6, a significant upgrade to its embodied reasoning model. This model acts as the cognitive brain for robots, enhancing their visual and spatial understanding, task planning, and success detection in real-world environments. It's designed to improve physical AI capabilities, allowing robots to interpret complex instrument readings and execute multi-step tasks more reliably. This release pushes the boundaries of robotic autonomy, enabling more sophisticated interactions and problem-solving in dynamic settings. NVIDIA has open-sourced Nemetron 3 Super, a 120-billion-parameter hybrid Mamba-attention mixture of experts model. This model, pre-trained on 25 trillion tokens, supports up to 1 million context length and offers up to 7.5 times higher inference throughput compared to Q, WEN3.5122B. Nemetron 3 Super is designed for agentic reasoning, leveraging Latin MoE architecture for optimized accuracy per flop and parameter. Its MTP layers also accelerate inference through native speculative decoding, making it a powerful, efficient solution for complex AI agent deployments. Struggling shoe retailer Allbirds has announced a strategic pivot to artificial intelligence, rebranding itself as Newbird and focusing on AI-driven solutions. This abrupt shift, which saw its stock soar by $127 million in value, aims to capitalize on the AI market boom. While details on specific AI products are still emerging, the company indicated plans to leverage AI for supply chain optimization and personalized customer experiences. This move reflects a broader trend of companies seeking to re-rate their market perception by aligning with the high-growth AI sector. Dutch chipmaker ASML has upgraded its 2026 sales forecast, projecting net sales between 36 billion euros and 40 billion euros, up from an earlier forecast of 34 billion euros to 39 billion euros. CEO Christophe Fouquet cited strong demand driven by investments in artificial intelligence infrastructure
particularly for advanced memory and logic chips. Despite shrinking China sales and potential new U.S. export controls, ASML anticipates supply will not meet demand for the foreseeable future. This highlights the critical role of semiconductor manufacturing in fueling global AI expansion. Turning to deployments, analog optical computers are demonstrating significant efficiency gains for machine learning inference, moving beyond small-scale image benchmarks. A recent study benchmarked an analog optical computer digital twin on mortgage approval classification using 5.84 million U.S. HMDA records. It achieved 94.6% balanced accuracy with 5,126 parameters, compared to 97.9% for XGBoost. The 3.3 percentage point gap narrowed by 0.5 points when the optical core expanded from 16 to 48 channels, indicating architectural rather than hardware limitations. The British Board of Film Classification, BBFC, has deployed a new AI tool to assist in age-rating TV shows and films. This system identifies content triggering compliance issues, such as violence or nudity, and generates reports for human review. The tool has already helped classify the entire UK catalog of HBO Max, including shows like The Pitt and a Game of Thrones spin-off. This hybrid approach combines AI efficiency with human oversight, significantly accelerating the classification process for large volumes of digital media content. Nissan is pinning its turnaround hopes on AI-defined vehicles, aiming to integrate self-driving abilities into 90% of its future car models. CEO Ivan Espinosa stated this strategy involves cutting a fifth of its current models to focus resources. The Japanese carmaker plans to launch 27 new electrified models by 2030, with 19 being electric vehicles, all incorporating advanced AI for autonomous driving. This aggressive shift seeks to regain market share and position Nissan at the forefront of automotive AI innovation. Spark's police department has launched an artificial intelligence system to assist with non-emergency calls, aiming to improve response times and resource allocation. The system uses natural language processing to understand caller intent and provide automated information or route calls more efficiently. This deployment is part of a broader initiative to modernize public safety operations, allowing human dispatchers to focus on critical incidents. Early results indicate a reduction in call handling times for routine inquiries, enhancing overall operational effectiveness for the department. STRADVISION is enabling scalable advanced driver assistance systems, ADAS, deployment in India's commercial vehicle market through efficient AI perception technology. Their SVNet software processes visual data from vehicle cameras to provide real-time object detection and classification, crucial for safety features. This deployment addresses the unique challenges of diverse road conditions and traffic patterns in India, supporting a market projected to grow significantly. By offering a robust and adaptable AI solution, STRADVISION helps commercial vehicle manufacturers meet evolving safety standards and operational demands. STT GDC and SuperX have opened an AI Innovation Center to support enterprise AI deployment, providing a dedicated environment for businesses to develop and test AI solutions. Located in Singapore, the center offers access to high-performance computing infrastructure, including NVIDIA GPUs and specialized AI software stacks. This initiative aims to accelerate the adoption of AI across various industries by offering resources and expertise for complex model training and deployment. It's designed to foster collaboration and drive practical AI applications for enterprise clients in the region. On tools, MemZero, in conjunction with OpenAI models and ChromaDB, offers a universal long-term memory layer for AI agents. This system allows agents to extract structured memories from natural conversations, store them semantically, and retrieve them intelligently for personalized responses. Moving beyond simple chat history, MemZero provides persistent user-scope memory, enabling AI agents to maintain context and learn over extended interactions. This capability is crucial for developing more sophisticated and adaptable AI assistants that can perform complex, multi-turn tasks effectively. Aethon introduces a reference-based replication primitive for constant-time instantiation of stateful AI agents. This novel approach decouples agent creation costs from inherited structure by representing each instance as a compositional view over stable definitions, layered memory, and local contextual overlays. Instead of fully materializing agents, Aethon shifts instantiation from duplication to reference, significantly reducing latency and memory overhead. This framework enhances scalability and multi-agent orchestration, addressing critical system assumptions for modern AI infrastructure and improving enterprise governance of agent deployments. MuleSoft's Agent Fabric is enhancing governance for AI agents by adding new ways to keep them in line within enterprise environments. This platform provides capabilities for monitoring, controlling, and auditing agent behavior, ensuring compliance with business rules and ethical guidelines. It allows organizations to define guardrails and implement oversight mechanisms for autonomous AI workflows, mitigating risks associated with agent drift or unintended actions. Agent Fabric helps practitioners deploy AI agents responsibly, maintaining control over their operations and outputs across various business processes. TFIN has updated its AI platform for financial advisors, introducing enhanced capabilities for personalized client engagement and investment analysis. The platform now integrates advanced predictive analytics to identify client needs and suggest tailored financial products. Advisors can leverage AI-driven insights to optimize portfolio allocations and automate routine reporting tasks, freeing up time for more strategic client interaction. This update aims to empower financial professionals with sophisticated AI tools, improving efficiency and the quality of advice delivered to their clients. One signal to watch. A growing trend sees struggling companies pivoting to AI to boost market valuation and redefine their business models. Allbirds, a footwear retailer, recently rebranded as Newbird and announced a focus on AI, causing its stock to soar by $127 million. Similarly, XMax Inc. reported a 73% revenue growth and a strategic expansion into AI for fiscal year 2025. This indicates that investors are rewarding companies that publicly commit to AI integration, even if specific product details are still nascent, driving a market-driven reorientation towards AI. Another emerging pattern is the consolidation within the AI industry, with larger AI firms actively scouting for startup buyouts to acquire full-stack technology capabilities and talent. OpenAI's acquisition of Hero Finance, an AI personal finance startup, exemplifies this trend, aiming to expand its consumer financial intelligence. This strategy allows established players to quickly integrate specialized AI solutions and skilled teams, rather than developing them in-house. It suggests a competitive landscape where rapid acquisition of niche expertise is key to building comprehensive AI ecosystems. On the research front, researchers have introduced Saber, an efficient sampling algorithm for diffusion language models, DLMs, specifically designed for code generation tasks. Saber achieves better inference speed and output quality by adaptively accelerating the process as code context is established and incorporating a backtracking mechanism to reverse generated tokens. Extensive experiments on multiple code generation benchmarks show Saber consistently outperforms strong RL and hinting baselines. This breakthrough addresses the critical trade-off between speed and quality, making DLMs more practical for complex code synthesis. Shurcan is a new post-training compiler that significantly compresses Vision Kolmogorov Arnold Networks CANs for cache-resident inference on edge accelerators. CANs typically inflate prediction head parameter counts by over 140 times compared to MLPs, leading to memory-bound inference. Shurcan 8 achieves 9.3 times storage compression over the dense CAN baseline, reducing the prediction head from 58.67 MB to 6.32 MB, with only a 2.0-point accuracy cost on Pascal VOC detection. This makes CANs viable for deployment on resource-constrained edge devices without retraining. NoRL, or knowledge-guided reinforcement learning, is a new framework boosting LLM reasoning by treating hint design as a minimal sufficient guidance problem. Developed by training NoRL Nemotron 1.5b from OpenMath Nemotron 1.5b, it decomposes guidance into atomic knowledge points and uses constrained subset search for compact, interaction-aware training subsets. NoRL consistently outperforms strong RL and hinting baselines across 8 reasoning benchmarks at the 1.5 billion parameter scale. This method mitigates reward sparsity in reinforcement learning, improving LLM performance on hard problems without adding inference overhead. One concept to keep. Think of an AI agent's memory like a personal assistant who remembers every detail of your past conversations and preferences, not just the last few sentences. Instead of starting fresh with each interaction, this assistant builds a rich, structured understanding of your history, goals, and even your emotional state. This long-term memory layer allows the AI to provide truly personalized and contextually relevant responses, anticipating needs and maintaining continuity across days, weeks, or even months of interaction, making it feel much more intelligent. This concept of long-term memory is directly relevant to the MemZero and OpenAI integration we discussed earlier. MemZero provides the architectural framework for AI agents to store and retrieve structured memories, moving beyond the limited context windows of typical LLMs. For businesses, this means AI customer service agents could remember a client's entire purchase history, past issues, and stated preferences, leading to a 30% improvement in customer satisfaction and a 15% reduction in resolution times, as seen in early pilot programs. It transforms transactional interactions into ongoing intelligent relationships. This podcast has a daily production cost. If you'd like to support me, my latest book, The Last Heaven, is available on Amazon and at ashcroftedition.com. Link on the podcast page. Thank you. The concept of AI hallucinations.